This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We talk to your girlfriends. We talk to your ex-girlfriends. We have a list
small dick
of things that you're trifling ass. Did you just say you have a small dick?
Yeah. I'm just going to pull my closure. I just got to get it all out there. Now.
Yeah. I also.
If you talk to them, there's no hiding it. I mean.
Men are just the devil. Like, they're the devil. Are you really a feminist, or are you just saying that to bring the cute girl home from the bar at the end of the night?
Easy. Nipples, butthole, neck, armpits, cheek.
Now all of a sudden we're kind of nervous.
Are you fucking fake?
My girlfriend is so hot and she's so into her infradian rhythm.
Or are you a badass feminist?
If you are not a dirty misogynist.
If you don't hate all of the women in your life.
You're either a literal fucking incel or... You can tell me right the fuck down. Or wrecked people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people.
Girl, I'm all over the fucking place.
I can't lie. I have anxiety.
Dude, we have never been so late. I don't know what it is.
My God.
The color people time. Is not a myth.
It's real.
It is not. What are we right now? Like
30 minutes? We have, if one of these boys is simply like, I can no longer. Like, you gave me
no
a time
longer.
Frame and I can no
you,
longer.
Yes. You the committed to the time frame, Eric and Courtney.
And I'd be
what
like,
are we to say?
I committed within colored people time.
Yeah,
you dumbass. Ma'am, I don't understand
sir,
why you didn't
sir,
understand.
Clearly the time meant plus 45 minutes as according to the Negro spirituals of the day.
As according to the Negro spirituals. Wait, pause.
Yeah.
Welcome to Get Wrecked.
Shut the fuck up. This
Every
is
time.
Not even, we're just gonna have to put that back. We can't even fake that shit.
Welcome to get fucking wrecked. All right, Eric, I got it this time. Are you ready?
Wait. What's your name? You didn't.
Oh.
Bitch. Okay. Well, you got a little bit too excited.
This day has just been a lot. My name is, it's actually Courtney, but I go by Coco, just in case you were
Just for fun shits and gigs. My name is Eric.
This is the game show where we hurt our own feelings and embarrassed our guests to get to the bottom of your most savage questions. We make our lives worse so yours can get better. Come
period.
Get wrecked,
period.
Bitches.
Period, pool.
Eric, it's in
That's
front of me. I read it.
That's the fucking time you've ever fucking done it. I'm not going to lie. I had zero faith. Not even
you said she wouldn't even remember to save it.
Absolutely. You didn't even remember to say your fucking name today. But I'm proud of you.
But thank you. How are you with auditions, though?
I had a good time. You know, it's weird being back in the room. We're actors. Actors! For the past 15
months. Please go look at my IMDb.
For the past 15 months, we've been recording auditions from home. But now we have to go see people. Like everybody else, we have to go out into the open and out into public. But unlike everybody else... Our job requires us to fucking cry. We have to cry on cue and laugh and jump around and do the most vulnerable things of our lives in front of people when we haven't seen anybody in 15 months. So
I haven't done that yet. It's so weird. That's
good luck, bitch. Good luck, bitch.
Good luck. I just have to accept the fact that like my first three are just gonna be bad and not be angry with myself, not be upset. Just accept the fact. That I'm going to wreck myself in front of a group of fucking people.
Yeah, in front of professionals who could change your life at any moment.
I'm doing really well right now.
Right.
But one of my friends who are friends from school who will actually be on the show in a bit has this thing. You know how babies have object permanence?
What the
like,
fuck?
Do you know what object? Okay.
I'm a theater major.
I'm a theater major, not a minor.
I studied dance squares.
Object permanence is when a baby is like, dat my mommy. And then they close their eyes and mommy gone. And they're like, where? Our friend once said to me, Courtney, I think you have adult object permanence. When you're feeling an emotion, you think that emotion has that's the only thing you've ever felt in your entire life. And I was pissed. Wow. I was like, fuck you. You just came at me. That's not true. I have a wide range of emotions. I'm emotionally woke. I'm intelligent. And then the next day I was really sad. And I was like, I have literally felt like this every single of my life. Like, I'm never happy ever. So I say all of that to say, right now, I'm feeling like I've been having the best week of my life. But this weekend, direct quote, like Saturday night, I was like, I can't go out with friends. I just like never think I'm going to be able to be social again because it's just like life is just horrible. So it's balance. Big highs, big lows.
But you know what? A blessing has just rained down from the heavens because we're on the show and it's about time to do one of my favorite parts of the episode every single week.
Give it.
And that's what we call confession. Okay, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I got it. Mine are really simple this week. I just picked the bold and the beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Once I hooked up with my ex-boyfriend's best friend after we broke up. And then in return, he had sex with my best friend to land a final blow.
War? They're at war?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do next? What are you going to do next?
Eric, is the question. My head immediately went to, I hope you feel an immense amount of shame you did wrong, but I love what you said so much better.
Yeah, what's next,
bitch?
What
do we do next?
How do we amp it the fuck up?
What's the next fucking level? I think we call his mom.
I think we fuck his mom.
What about his dad?
I think we fuck his dad, too.
At we should fuck his mom. Time.
No, bitch. Nope. Not that. Not war enough. No, we're at a different level.
Separate
we're at tier
individual.
Fucking three. We fuck his mom. Then we fuck his dad. Then we ruin his parents' marriage. Then they get a divorce. Then we fuck both of their step parents. And then
I feel like
I think
and I
the
have
war
a...
has been won.
If only people, I think we honestly should do an episode where we just sit and talk about things that piss us off. Because people would be surprised.
We have a lot
angry.
Of violence. We have a lot of problems. Like, that's not even,
I feel like we've actually said those real words, but like when we were truly angry, we're like, this is what I'm going to fucking do. And we mean it. So
yeah.
That's good. Makes sense. What do you have?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is fun. This girl says, a little DM. Mm-hmm. I love having sex on my dad's bed. It makes me feel like a naughty, naughty girl.
I don't like the way you said naughty, naughty girl. That's the only thing that I'm thinking about.
I didn't fucking say it. She fucking said it. I don't feel like a naughty, naughty girl. She feels like
Eric,
a naughty, naughty girl.
You must stop saying it. I can't. I'm a naughty, naughty baby girl.
She added a DM saying that she has sex with, she needed to be known that she's having sex with her boyfriend, not her dad.
Oh, so. Well, thank you. I think we understood that. I'm now worried as to why you thought that we might think otherwise.
I love
her
for
this. Have you ever had sex in your parents' bed?
No, I have too many terrible memories. I hope my parents don't listen to this. Hi, Mom, if you're listening to this, this is the moment where you turn it off.
Yeah, this is fast forward.
This is a fast forward minutes. Moment. I have too many memories of my parents, hearing my parents having sex as a child. Memories that have scarred me for my entire life replay in my most stressful moments of life.
Yes.
Those sounds are ringing in my ears.
Yes.
That is what consumes my thoughts when I think of my parents' marital bed.
Yes.
And I so can't imagine my brother was any better because he was even closer to the room than I was and he was younger than me. So
maybe you just need to reclaim the bed. Maybe you need to reclaim the room.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
whenever
know what
you,
the fuck is happening.
No, you just have to start over. So now whenever you like walk
by
past
fucking
the room,
in it?
Yes, like whenever you walk past the room, you're not going to think of them having sex. You're going to remember the time that you had bomb ass sex.
No, bitch, I'm going to think about all of it. I'm going to be thinking about both of them at the same time.
All right, good.
I'm thinking
good.
About
okay.
their noises
okay, bad
and
plan.
My noises.
Bad plan. Let's remove. Never mind. Backtrack. Okay, this one is also really simple. I'm in love with my boyfriend's brother. What do I do?
Fuck him.
You break up with him.
Damn.
Eric.
I couldn't stop it. It was coming out of my mouth. It was already happening.
Eric.
It was already happening.
It's scary in here. Eric.
What am I supposed to do? What do you expect from me?
Eric, I've just gotten too mature and lame. I'm no longer fun.
If your first thought is I'm attracted to that man over there, the first thing you need to do is sit on his lap. And then the second thing you need to do is think of the consequences. But first, sit on the lap.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, consequences used to be like third down the line for me, and then my ovaries started ringing. But if you're a woman in the Midwest, you are old. You were too old. You need to be popping out babies now.
Where's your third kid? When's the baby shower? This is my last one. They said, I literally hate nice men. All I want is an asshole. I want a fuck boy. I want a douchebag.
That's like everybody I've ever met. Get in line, honey.
Yeah, but to say,
you're not
like,
special.
First of all, there's plenty of them. There's
to
many.
To go around for all of us.
Yeah, you're not. This isn't an interesting opinion. This isn't thought provoking.
I feel like this is a threat. Neuron. Like you're coming for like my asshole, man. You know what I mean?
We
like,
all okay, got cool. assholes. Okay, you
Brag
want my
about
asshole
it.
Too?
Do you want my asshole?
No, but that's all that I had. That's all that I have. Courtney, I'm very excited to get going with this episode.
Yeah, I am.
It's going to be a very fun one, I think. And I want to let you take it away because I'm going to shut the fuck up and accept my male privilege.
So here's the thing. Straight men are just the devil. Like, they're the devil. They're the worst.
They're
I don't know what else.
Satan.
Simply
Satan.
Satan. Like, loving a man, needing men in our lives, straight men in our
it's
lives.
It's a mental illness. I've said it before.
It's a mental
I'll
illness.
Say it again.
And we need
Being
to fix
to men
it.
Is a mental disease. Right.
Unfortunately, we both still love men. So I figure we need to have a discussion with these men mm-hmm. to see whether yeah. or not they can stay in our lives. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
And you know, a lot of them say they can. A lot of them feel
of
like
them,
they already can.
A lot of them really believe that they are fucking worth it. So big question, baby.
Silly.
Being a feminist, quote unquote mm-hmm. feminist, these days is buzzworthy.
Right.
You guys say it, you claim it, but do you really mean it? And what the mm-hmm. fuck does it even mean? Are you
right.
really a feminist, or are you just saying that to bring the cute girl home from the bar at the end of the night because you're a little bitch? Basically, are you fucking fake? Are you a fake asshole? Or are you a bad ass? Feminist.
Right.
We have some questions for some sad motherfuckers to find out.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm
Thank
ready
you.
To fucking do this. Are you ready
yes.
to do this?
I am ready to wreck some hosts. Let's do
knock
it, baby.
These bitches out. This is exciting. We're gonna introduce our two teams of gentlemans, and then we'll go over the game that we're playing with them today. Let's start with Team A then.
I'm Pete. I'm chilling, and I'm excited to be here. And let's get it going. You know what I mean?
Not mean. Not mean.
Hi, I'm Jonathan.
He's back.
I was on
a get wrecked veteran.
Before. Yeah, yeah. We did a roommate thing.
I'm Jalen. I'm way more relaxed than I feel like other people are right now. You know what I mean? I'm chilling.
Everybody is
chilling over there.
I haven't seen a not chilling person.
I might be the most relaxed person in the whole whatever.
It feels like a chill off. Literally, all of these boys, I've never seen more relaxed people in my life.
Because they're focused. They just want to play. They want to go.
By focused, do you mean they're on drugs? Is
yes.
that what you mean? Okay.
All right.
Wait, Team B.
We were encouraged to do this.
You were advised. No, we stand
yeah,
by
this
it.
Is,
we
this
were,
is great.
Dare I say pressured.
Yeah, pressured.
A little pressured.
I would say pressured. Yeah,
exactly. Illegal substances.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Illegal substances.
Legal, right.
It was in the email.
I'm Chris. I'm in here representing Denver.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm not chilling.
Not chilling.
No chill. We need no chill.
No
not chill.
Next, who's up?
I'm up. I'm Ryan.
Who are you?
Well, you guys did like a whole like end now, And I give me that.
Yeah, that's true. We transitioned with not much notice.
I'm Ryan, and I think that Team A, Team B is a little caste system esque, and I feel like okay. I feel like you should give us an equally precious medal.
I just like the day. The longer this goes on, I'm just like, boys are so lame.
I just can't believe how lame.
All right, Brooks, save yourself.
My name is Brooks. I have been commonly referred to as a snack by a certain host of this podcast. I'm not gonna name names, but I just want to put that out there.
I think the best part of that is, as of right now, nobody would know which one of us it is.
They wouldn't?
I'd be like, by the reaction.
They wouldn't, Courtney? It's a mystery?
Oh, wait.
Actually, wait a second. They have no idea what the fuck we're doing. Wait.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Hold
up. You guys.
How do you know?
Courtney.
I know.
Here we go. You guys, the game that you're playing, listen, I've heard you all say it. I've heard you all claim it. I desperately need to know, are you guys actually feminist?
Right.
Do you say it because you want to fuck some bitches? Or do you say it because you care about women? Okay?
Yeah.
You guys are all my closest friends, and I can't be walking around with some fake assholes. Look at them, they're all smiling. Eric, they're so nervous.
You already signed the release form.
But real quick, can you define feminist?
You will, bitch.
You will. All right,
guys. The game that we're going to be playing to figure this out is very, very fucking simple. It's going to be 3 rounds, okay? For every question you get right, you gain a point for your team. If you can get an answer right, you gain points. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. Simple. Whichever team gets the most points at the end of this fucking game is actually a fucking feminist team. And the other one, we're absolutely going to cancel you. We have a direct line to every woman in America, and they will know.
They will get all the phone calls tomorrow.
This is a fair matchup, like team makeup-wise.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to be sick.
And this first game, we like to call the basics, okay? One player at a time, we're going to play a very simple game of multiple choice, all right? Get it wrong, not only does your sorry ass lose a point, but the question also gets passed onto the other team.
Yes.
One teammate gives the final answer, but your entire team can help you decide. So you can consult with everyone on your team.
This is a moment
to
show the world that you care about
fight
women.
For your fucking
and if you're
life,
sitting there silently, you're a woman hater.
Yeah, fight for your fucking life.
Can I start? Jonathan told me he hates women.
Adding it to the list. Adding it to the log.
He perfect. Literally made that up on the spot just to make me look horrible.
That's exactly what we asked for. He followed the instructions. He knew the assignment.
He committed to the bit. All right, Peter. I received a list of all of your favorite movies. Which one, singular one, of these films passes the Bechdel test? A, the Justice League. B, the Avengers. C, the Wrestler. D, the Big Lebowski.
Those are your favorite movies?
I almost want to say, like, I don't really like the other movies I don't like, and the Big Lebowski is, of course, like, the all-time classic. So
no,
like,
but it's not the Big Lebowski, though.
You have to like the Wrestler.
It doesn't pass the test, but the
Wrestler is a fantastic movie.
The Justice League, the Avengers.
I would go with the Justice League.
Why? There's one woman
Because Wonder Woman is in it.
Who else does she talk to, though?
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, see, I'm correct, Jonathan. Wonder Woman is assuredly in Justice League.
I'm not 100% sure there's a woman in any of these movies.
Yeah, I also don't know what the Bechdel test is, but, you know.
It's been so long since I've seen, like, I don't know much about the movies.
Make a decision, Peter.
Wait.
Come on.
I go with my team. My hands are clean. The Wrestler. The Wrestler.
You say the Wrestler?
Is that your final answer?
You have 2 damn seconds. This is the longest 5 seconds of my life.
Lock it in, Pete. Come
on. That's kind of sick, though.
Justice League
for Eric.
The Justice League, final answer?
Because when was that shit made? I don't know.
2020. Is that your final answer, goddamn?
Lock some shit
very
in.
Very bad with commitment, Peter.
The wrestler. Okay, locked in.
In fucking wrecked.
It's not.
I'm sorry.
The wrestler. Team B. Ew. You guys have A, the Justice League. B, the Avengers. D, Big Lebowski.
We can knock the Big Lebowski.
I've only seen the Big Lebowski, and that doesn't pass it.
Wait, but real quick.
So the other two, I don't know. So Justice League.
Two women having a conversation that isn't about men, and I'm just racking my head through the Big Lebowski real quick.
Which one came out most recently?
It's got to be the Avengers, man.
The Avengers. Lock it in. Lock it in.
We got Wanda.
The first Avengers movie. Chris, you get to lock it in, so because you're first. All right. So you want to lock it in?
Avengers? Locked in. Avengers. Locked
Avengers.
In. 100%. Hundo P. Yeah,
all right. The answer.
Wow.
Is all of you are fucking wrong. It's the Justice League. The Avengers give the fuck about no women. That shit came out in 2012. Scarlett Johansson made out with like three out of the five.
That really fucking sucks for Team A. But Team B, we're coming right back at you, and you have another chance.
Hell yeah.
Who's going to start at Team B? We have Chris Van Winkle once again.
All right.
Chris,
let's do it.
You're starting up.
You got it, boy.
Okay. So, how, in percentages, how many women say they have never had an orgasm?
Ooh.
A, 73%.
Mm-hmm.
B, 24%.
Mm-hmm.
C, 39%.
Mm-hmm.
D, 52%.
And we want to specify, never had an orgasm even on their own.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Not just
yeah.
during sex.
Oh, yep. Oh. I'm going to say C, 39% locked in.
Whoa, that was a quick one.
You didn't even talk to me about that, Chris.
You're not on the same team.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Jonathan,
that's
what do you
an arbitrary
think?
Sort of thing.
How do we feel? How do we feel, Brooks and Ryan? C, 39.
Dude, your confidence made me so.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Your confidence is giving me confidence.
All right, let's do it. 39%, lock it in.
All right.
39%?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you are incorrect.
Is it wrong?
Incorrecto mundo. Team A, you have a chance to steal. The options once again. The
Give
options
him,
once
baby.
Again. You have A, 73%. B,
That's
24%.
So
and what's left is D, 52%.
What was the age 24. Range? I should have
it's
asked
24.
That.
Like, it's 24. Like it's 24. It's 24.
It's
24.
I think it's
24. It's 24.
Are you locking it
I'm
in?
I'm not saying shit.
I think we should just lock in 24.
24%, I feel like.
I think it's 73 because women exaggerate.
Oh!
All right.
Peter!
Well,
you know
Peter,
what?
You're
Absolutely not.
Me.
We were thinking about going really, really easy on you, motherfucker. You're getting the hardest questions from now fucking on.
Okay. Can we let's lock
in
24%? Yeah, 24%.
24%.
Despite Peter Donahue, you did get the question right.
Yeah.
But that is literally in spite of Peter. It has absolutely nothing to do with it.
You know what? Actually, the thing is, I know Peter super well. And so it's like, all right, I have to go the exact opposite direction that he's going to go in this game. So it's good to have him around.
I feel like at this point in time I should specify to the audience that Peter Donahue is my boyfriend.
Why would you admit that now? why would you do that?
Because I need him to take this game seriously.
All of our viewers have unsubscribed.
You should run away from that.
Moving on.
Question number 3. There are literal statistics saying that women are way more trustworthy than men. Men lie, on average, more than women. Obviously, it's not like we didn't fucking know that, but how much? 1.5 times as much, 2.5 times as much, 5 times as much, 10 times as much.
10 times as much as women. Because I feel like men like try and big dick it to each other. Like it's not lying to women, it's just lying in general.
Oh yeah, just lying in general.
So it's I think it's 10 times. I actually think it's 10 times
Pete
as much.
Lies to me all the time.
So I lie.
From personal experience,
I lie to myself constantly.
Right.
Is it 10? Should we do 10? Is that...
Is
we're locking it in.
All right, so you guys have obviously revealed yourself as fucking assholes because that's absolutely obviously not the fucking number. Jesus fucking Christ. Team A.
Yeah. I think I just hate
Team
men.
Team B, would you like to steal? Would you like to steal?
Ryan, go for
obviously
it.
Obviously we want to steal.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
spicy. Yeah.
Say it.
1.5 times as much, 2 times as much, and 5 times as much.
Hmm. I mean, I gotta say, they're closer to the truth than the other ones. So 5 would probably make the most sense to me.
I'd go with 5.
I know a lot of pieces or of 2. Shit, men. I know a lot of horrible, horrible.
That was my thought, you know.
Yeah, hashtag men are
not all men. You know?
I think twice as much.
Wait, but real quick, men statistically who would lie at least 5 or 10% would lie about lying, and that might be 1%.
Wow. Let's go 5%. You
5% or 2%.
Five times. Wow.
Ryan wants 5. He feels it. He feels it.
You locking it in?
Times two.
2 times? 2 times?
You're locking it in?
2 times lock it in.
2.
2 lock it in. Yep, I like it.
Those motherfuckers are lying.
Yay! They got it.
5 times is a lot. 5 times is a lot. We're tied. 2 is nice, Ryan.
It's accurately probably 5 times, but they say 2.
Yeah, Ryan, that was phenomenal logic. And we need to point that out live on air.
They're lying.
All right, Eric.
Next fucking question. How many months does a typical pregnancy actually last?
Actually
A,
last.
9.
7 months. B, 8 months. C, 9 months. D, 10 months.
9.
And remember, remember whenever you guys need, you have hint from host, phone a woman, or 50-50.
I don't trust women.
Brooksy, it's 9 months.
Oh my God!
Ryan!
I'm joking.
You're not.
But right? That's what I've heard my whole life.
I have valuable information here. I was born on my due date, and that is like 15% of babies do that. So 9 months is probably.
I was born.
So maybe 8 months? Because babies would never come late, but they would come early. So the average is probably less than 9, right?
I go 8. Like 2 weeks
I was born and conceived on a piano.
Yeah.
That's the distraction that I knew Jonathan would be so good at.
In that order.
So maybe, God, but 9's the gut, right? 9's your gut feeling.
No, but 9 is wrong.
Okay, yeah, so then 8. So let's go 8. Let's go 8 then. 8 months. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go 8. Yeah, let's go 8.
I'd say 8.
8, let's lock it in.
It's locked in.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that is the incorrect answer.
Really?
It's basic math. Team A. Steal that shit, baby. A, 7 months. B, 8 months. Or D, 10.
I'd say 10.
9.
9. 9 is the medical standard. Let's just throw up 9. 10.
9.
The 40 weeks of pregnancy.
You're saying 10?
No, it's 9.
40 weeks of pregnancy.
40 weeks would be 9 months.
I hear more about
people
getting born early. It's 9. I think it's 9.
It's 10 months.
Yeah, 9. You always hear 9.
Who's locking it in?
Jalen.
Am I muted?
Okay.
Jalen. No, you're not. Jalen, are you? No, but you're the decider.
9 months.
You're locking it in?
Locking it in, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Honestly, at this point, you guys just need to let Peter take it over. The answer
is 10.
It was 10 months.
Baby, that was so hot that you just did that math. 40 weeks. 40 I'm sorry. Weeks. That's 10 months.
Speak up.
Man.
Wow.
I've always heard 9 months.
You just don't have enough authority. Channel your testosterone, Peter.
No. Peter, that's because he's soft-spoken and he likes to be with...
No, it's because he stayed in the womb for 12 months and he fucking nurtured.
You think he's like mysterious and aloof. He just doesn't want to talk. Speak up.
Dead.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Team B. Right? Am I right? I don't know. I'm blocked out. I really can't tell who's going.
I don't know what
that means. Team B's going.
Which one isn't a phase of the female hormonal cycle? Okay. Yes. You have A, menopause. B, follicular phase. C, ovulation phase. And D, luteal phases.
I know this one.
Well,
and
it's
menopause.
Menopause isn't a phase. It's like at the end when you're done with making eggs. Yeah, menopause. Well, yeah.
I know it for a fact.
Menopause is definitely
menopause.
Not a phase.
It's not a part of it.
It's the end of it.
Courtney.
My girlfriend is so
into
her
infradiary
rhythm.
My girlfriend is so hot, and she's so into her Freudian rhythm, and goddammit, I know everything about it.
Okay, and that is the right answer. I will say, your girlfriend asked me to quiz you on this live on air. Yeah.
What's an Freudian rhythm?
So the circadian rhythm is the universal clock that every human body goes through, but there's an Freudian rhythm exclusive to women that details their bleeding cycle.
He's trying to show there out, and right, I feel a little uncomfortable and a little perturbed by it. So we're gonna move on to the next.
You asked for this.
Don't you respect your girlfriend's privacy?
No,
Ryan?
We're keeping that live for his girlfriend. Yes. Round two. The game we're playing is if you are what you say you are. I'm already laughing. It's just such a wonderful game.
Team A. Peter.
Yes.
If you're really a feminist. Exactly how much does an IUD cost? Yeah.
Right?
Well, at what phase of production, you know? Like, is it like, just like, is the pharmaceutical company...
Shut the fuck up!
If the pharmaceutical company is purchasing from the distribution center, then, like, that might be a different price than, like, are we talking retail price here? Or, like, I don't understand. It might be covered by health insurance. I don't know.
Retail price? You think we could pick up an IUD at CVS? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's such a star!
Okay.
This is a speed round. It's a speed round. You have about 10 seconds.
Pick a number, Pete.
Now you have
here
10 seconds.
Come on. $800
$800 $800
Come on, Pete.
$800
$599.99
Fucking wrong. Team
fucking
B.
Wrong.
Team
B. Team steal.
B. Chris.
Without insurance.
$175 Chris.
No. It's more than that. It's more than that for sure. I'm gonna say without.
They gotta shove a.
$1,300 Yeah, I'm gonna say $1,300 without insurance.
Fucking fuck. Chris, that's
that
exactly
is literally correct.
Wow.
That's exactly
right,
correct.
Let's go. Oh my God, Chris. All right.
That is
all
the
right.
That is literally the exact.
That's
answer.
It.
Congrats.
That's
okay. Chris, well,
is it really?
Yes,
you
it
win,
is.
I guess.
You win,
fuck
I guess.
You.
Jonathan, look me in the eyes. If you are not a dirty misogynist, okay, name the feminine hygiene product that collects vaginal fluid in a pool to pour out later.
Wait, read that. Can you say it one more time? Can you say that?
Yes.
The question one more
if
time?
You aren't a dirty, nasty, stank ass misogynist,
question.
Name a name the feminine hygiene product that collects vaginal fluid in a pool to pour out later.
A pad.
You no, it's
what?
A. It's a. Can,
gotcha.
Can we steal it? Can we
gotcha,
steal it? Can we steal it? Can we steal it?
Yeah, you can steal.
A K cup.
A what?
That's,
a
no, that's a coffee thing. You put that in the
that's
Keurig,
a, that's
bro.
A that's for Keurig. That's a Keurig coffee cup.
A period cup.
A Keurig an A coffee cup. Absolutely, you can. Absolutely not.
There's
absolutely
some sort
get
of cup.
The show. Get the
I don't
fuck
know
out of here. The answer was fucking Diva cup.
Team B, if you don't hate all of the women in your life, name the 4 out of 6 typical female erogenous zones not located in the genital area.
Are nipples genitals?
And if you don't hit all the women in your life, you could easily do this.
You
could
do it easily. No problem. No problem.
Especially your mom.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. Nipples, butthole, neck, armpits, cheek.
I think that counts.
Butthole?
They're not what we were looking for, but I mean, it does the job for me. So
that Courtney? Does the job for me. Done. I'll take it, baby.
Yes,
I'll take
Ryan,
it.
Okay, let's go.
This was a subjective question.
You don't hit all the women in your life. Congratulations, Team A. We're back to you. Okay, if you aren't the actual fucking definition of sexism, if you aren't. You know, dumb middle school jokes aside, what does PMS actually stand for?
I want to say that it's premenstrual system. I mean, symptoms.
Premenstrual
symptoms. Premenstrual symptoms. Is that what you're going to lock in?
That's not what I'm going to lock
I don't
in.
Think you
okay.
Everybody
don't let them second guess that. You. Don't let them
no,
second
no, no,
guess
no, no,
you.
No, no.
I think it's a syndrome.
That's what I said, right? Didn't I say syndrome? So I think it's post-menstrual that word. Post-menstrual syndrome, I'm gonna lock it in.
Fucking wrong. Absolutely not.
Absolutely
goddamn
wrong.
Next.
Absolutely wrong.
Absolutely fucking wrong. Team fucking B. If you aren't the definition of fucking sexism in Webster's dictionary, What does PMS actually stand for?
Pre-menstrual.
Yeah, premenstrual syndrome.
Symptoms.
Who's which one? Symptoms. One person.
Ryan gets
symptoms.
To lock it in.
I'm not Ryan.
You guys, do you agree with me?
Yeah, Ryan, lock it in.
Premenstrual symptoms.
You're fucking wrong.
You're
fucking wrong.
It is premenstrual syndrome.
That's what I said.
Not postmenstrual syndrome. Not premenstrual symptoms.
That's what I said.
Pre.
It's
pre. It's not pre. Post.
Not post.
Premenstrual syndrome.
Y'all said a combination of everything. We were all over the board. That's we were wrong. Fair. Premenstrual syndrome.
Team B, it's actually your turn. No longer a steal. You can redeem yourself. If you don't actually support female genital mutilation, you will know the answer to this question. And Ryan, it is still you. What percentage of women can't have an orgasm from penetration alone?
Oh, that's high.
Team, I'm feeling 70-ish because I know it's a lot.
It's high. It's high.
It's high. One of my exes fell into that category, and it hurt me.
The answer.
Until I learned better.
It also hurt her.
It wasn't about you.
No, it didn't. She liked tongue.
Give your answer.
She liked tongue.
I'm going to go 76.
Super high.
76%? All right.
Yeah.
That is the right answer.
Is it really?
That is the right answer.
Is it really?
Oh, snap.
Like, is that in the range
of the actual percentage?
I've yet to be proven false into these
categories. Yeah, that actually is true. Ryan is moving on again.
Peter,
whoa!
If you're actually using your obscene amount of male privilege for good, then name five types of birth control, not including condoms.
Oh, fuck.
The rhythm method.
Are there holistic, like, things on the list? Like sap and honey?
Why would I answer that question?
Like tail of newt?
Why would I answer that? I hope you do say tail of fucking newt. I hope you do say tail of fucking newt.
Don't say it.
Non-con IUD, pill, vasectomy.
Peter, do you want to have a baby with me? No. And I told you, you don't want a vasectomy. I don't want an IUD. I don't want pills. What else are we going to do?
And like, also, you could also say, I mean, definition of birth control, I don't know, like, could say a C-section is a form of birth control because you know.
What the fuck?
Peter, we're just going. If you go to speed round.
It's a speed round.
I know how to stall.
What did you just say?
He's the king of stall. He's the king of stall.
Peter, you need to give me two more right now. Planned Parenthood.
Two more, or you fucking lose.
Planned Parenthood.
You have 10 seconds.
C-section.
What would it say? Birth control
you
pills,
have seven
IUD,
seconds.
Vasectomy. Two more, baby.
Murder. You have 3 seconds.
He's not easy.
Murder.
No, that is.
And you've got the question wrong.
Are you looking
wrong? Absolutely
so
not.
Upset. Back to Ryan.
Courtney, you're about to get pregnant.
Clearly, we're throwing it back to Ryan.
Yikes.
Ryan.
And condoms don't count, right?
Condoms don't count.
Okay. Oh, and vasectomy. Vasectomy. Tubes tied.
Straws.
IUD, pill.
Can we help?
Spermicide.
I need one more.
Spermicide.
I need one more, boys.
Nuvaring.
Spermicide. What? Spermicide.
Nuvaring.
Spermicide.
Nuvaring or spermicide.
Thank
or Nuvaring.
God.
Boom. Six.
Thank God. Someone
easy
is trying not to get their girlfriend pregnant.
Easy fucking peasy. Okay.
All right,
Ryan,
Team A.
You've held on to your crown so fucking far. We'll see how much you can do later on. Team A.
Team B seems
to
be the best team.
Hello.
Okay, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Two options. You're either a literal fucking incel, or you can tell me right the fuck now.
There's a lot of
my bad. Or okay. You can tell me right the fuck now what does hashtag BGM actually stand for?
I don't go on the internet.
He said, I don't go on the internet. I'm fucking dead. Take a wild guess. You got it. You got it. B.
Shut up, Courtney. Too much.
They didn't ask for a hint, bro.
Black gay mothers.
Wait, black gay what?
Mothers.
What?
I thought he said
what?
Mothers.
Black gay mothers.
Hashtag black gay mothers.
Yeah,
all right. Well, We're going to just forget.
We're going to just pretend that didn't happen.
We're just going to collectively forget. Team B, we're coming back to
I don't know, but I imagine it's Black Girls Matter.
What about Big Gays Matter?
Well, this is a is this still a feminist category?
Okay, so we're gonna give you 10 seconds to lock it in.
He said, "You guys, black
your girlfriend black. Works in social media.
Big gays matter.
Black girls matter, right? Maybe."
And your time is fucking
that's
up.
It, you that's got it. That's
absolutely
it.
Incorrect.
Okay,
but incorrect. Close.
Well, but they but do. Close. But they do.
But they do.
The answer to that question was actually # Black Girl Magic.
See that Black Girl Magic. Of course.
Yikes.
We could have been on the board with that one.
All right. Next I'm question. Going to, Eric, you'll see what I'm doing. Ryan, what is the full name of the woman who coined the Bechdel test? First and last name.
Yeah. I got this. Michaela M. Bechdel.
Michaela and Brechtel. He said Brechtel.
He didn't even get the last name right, and we gave you that one. So we're going to go ahead and move the heck
we're
on.
We're going to pretend that didn't.
It's Allison. Happen. It's Allison.
It's you. It's you, John.
It's Allison. It's all of us, but it's Allison.
Congratulations.
What's her middle name? You said full name.
You got it wrong anyway.
No. Yeah, I got Allison right for sure. Right?
You said Mallory Brechtel.
Michaela, whatever you said Mallory Brechtel. Is just wrong.
I don't remember it that way.
Guess what, motherfuckers? Surprise motherfucking twist. Jalen, you are lucky because you came in. You are a saving
You're spared.
Grace. You were spared from this round. But for the rest of you bitches, we talked to your girlfriends. We talked to your ex-girlfriends. And we got some dirt on you. We have a list
small dick.
Of things that your trifling ass... Did you just say you have a small dick?
Yeah. I'm just going to pull the closure. I just got to get it all out there. Now.
Yeah.
I also...
If you talk to them, there's no hiding it. I mean...
Chris, I don't think that's
actually
applicable
to the first thing that my girlfriend said to my parents.
Oh my God!
Chris walked into my room in college and burnt butt naked and said, "Look at this." And then he lit his pubes on fire on his body. And they sparkled. Yeah, and then in my room smelled like burnt hair.
Eric, look at my face. I really thought that they were redeeming themselves, and they immediately just went back to being men. This entire opening
absolutely
is just
nasty.
Frightening.
What they're trying to do, they know they're about to say terrible things about them, so they're trying to get it all out now. You can't trick us.
We have a list of things that you all have said or done in the past. We will list a group of 6, or I guess 5 past experiences that you will all work together to figure out who said what.
Oh, this is an awesome game.
Ratchet ass story number fucking 1. Which one of you motherfuckers did it?
I'm so upset.
When speaking to your girlfriend about her birth control she uses to prevent pregnancy in your relationship, you told her you thought her IUD stays in her body for only 1 month. One single month. We're starting
disgusting.
Off
easy. Who?
It's not me. It's not because Sarah and I only use the pull-out method.
Chris, was that you?
I don't think that was me, no.
I think that's me. That's for sure me. I feel like I had that conversation. Like,
was it Ryan?
Ago.
Peter, it is you. We did have this conversation 2 days ago. And I was so upset with you.
2 days ago.
That was
going to be
my guess. I have an IUD in my body for us.
That was going to be my guess, I'll be honest. Yeah, that was going to be my guess.
Next person. When asked what discharge is, one of you said, that goopy stuff. Who also earlier in the green room said, can I say pussy on the show? Before even knowing what the show is about. Didn't even know it was about feminism. Who are you?
That's me.
Say your name.
Earlier.
Say your name.
I said that earlier. Ryan said that earlier.
I mean, it can be goopy. It can be goopy sometimes.
Next up.
Yeah.
When talking about women, one of you once said, see, as soon as you get a girl, you look at them titties. But if you're patient, then you get to see that ass. And that ass is what I like.
That sounds like Brooks Insiarty.
That does sound like Brooks.
That very well could have been me.
Brooks Mary is Insiarty, yeah.
Yeah, Brooks. Wow. Brooks, Mary, sincerity lock it
Brooks,
in.
Brooks, you looked your college ex-girlfriend dead in the eye, and you said those words. Ow. Tell us.
I am an ass man, so that makes sense.
I'm an ass man, he says.
That's your redemption?
How do you
That's his redemption.
I understand that I was objectifying her in that moment, and I apologize, but I stand by the fact that I am indeed an ass man, and I will forever be an ass man.
Oh my god.
There was some learning. There was some learning.
We love
I hate this so much.
All right,
okay,
Chris,
well then last but not least.
Yeah, what I do.
Nobody said this one. We don't said this one.
He's gonna be
when
so
attempting
upset.
When attempting to make a joke about women, Christopher once said, "I am not a misogynist. I love bitches."
Yeah, yeah, I do love bitches.
That's true. Oh my god.
And could never, and I could never be a misogyner, honestly. I would never.
This has been a wild and crazy time.
Yes.
I have to say, even though there have been some cringeworthy moments, you guys got more points than I thought you guys
honestly,
were going to get. However, the winner of this bloodbath to the finish line that is feminism is Team B.
Team
congratulations.
Let's go.
But by how much? By how much? By how much?
By 1 point.
No, it was not. It wasn't even
one
close.
Singular point.
That's drama.
You almost tied, but no. Thank you guys so much for coming on the fucking show and embarrassing yourselves and letting us air out all your fucking dirty laundry.
Thank you for having us. Well, I actually don't speak for anyone else other than me, so thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
We believe you guys probably are feminists. You redeemed yourselves like good enough, I think. You're also all like incredible, talented, amazing people, and we want to make sure before we go you guys can shout out your social medias. So I guess we'll start off with the winning team, Team B. Go ahead and plug yourself, your projects, whatever the fuck you're working on,
your girlfriends, women in your life that you support.
Plug the people who matter to you or your Venmos.
First, Chris, my Instagram is Chris Likes Moving. I don't have any projects.
Should I speak for Chris? Jesus Christ, he has so many projects. He has so many projects. He's a working actor and set designer and fight director. Wow, he's amazing. He's one of my best friends in the whole world. Anyway,
it's hot, Chris.
So nice.
That was beautiful.
I'm Ryan. And my Instagram is bad_clown. Yeah. So there's a little face. There's a little face in between the words. Everyone else watch 13 Reasons Why. I'm not on it, but a bunch of people on it are people that hired me to write something for them. So that's all.
Yes, I'm so proud of you.
Yay!
Something's coming eventually.
Hell yeah.
Something's coming.
I deleted all of my social media. Don't try and find me on the internet.
I hate
that
makes me so sad.
I'm going to law
trying
school,
to stalk
so
him for years.
Don't fuck with me. I'm going to disappear for a little while.
Brooks is over us.
This has been my last appearance for a little while. I'm disappearing into the void.
I'm Jalen. You know, I don't have any socials either.
What's wrong?
I love all of my women in my life. And that's it.
Instagram A Peter Donahue
was a character on the society.
Check it out. Give me some residuals because we're not getting season 2 anymore.
Please, it means you can take me on a date.
I'm Jonathan. I also don't have any social media. Shout out to vaginas.
Oh, what? We were so close.
Has nothing necessarily to do with womanhood.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. You can find us at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and on the TikTok. You can find us Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. You can find me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram.
You can find me at Koko, K-O-K-O dot B-E-L-L-L-L 4 L's.
Make sure to follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on right now, Apple, Spotify, wherever the fuck.
That's fucking it. Thank you guys so much for fucking coming. Have a wonderful
good
rest
night,
of you guys.
You fucking whores.
And we'll see all you bitches next Tuesday.
Good night. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah.